Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm able to celebrate you with Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with
your spirit. As we gather now for the celebration of Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we need to take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. Looking back on the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Keep your family, O Lord, schooled always in good works, and so comfort them with your protection here as to lead them graciously to gifts on high. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem said, "Come, let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the loss of instruction from the priests, nor of counsel from the wise, nor of messages from the prophets. And so let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word. Heed me, O Lord, and listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak on their behalf, to turn away your wrath from them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Save me, O Lord, in your kindness.
Save me, O Lord, in your kindness.
You will free me from the snare they set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. I hear the whispers of the crowd that frighten me from every side, as they consult together against me, plotting to take my life. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and of my persecutors. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the other 10 heard this, they became indignant. They became angry at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I counted at least 4 storylines in the Gospel that we heard, in that first reading that we heard, and in the responsorial psalm. In that first Buddhist reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we're told that the people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem wanted to get back at Jeremiah. They didn't like the message that he was bringing to them. And they wanted to kill him. They wanted to put him to death, throw him out of the town. And they were kind of conniving, let's catch every word that he's saying so we got something to use against him. And then Jeremiah himself comes in. And Jeremiah really pleads with the Lord, saying, "I've done everything that I possibly could on your behalf. They're not listening to me. Help me out. Why should I dig my pit and take it? Why should they take it with my life? Remember, I stood before you and I spoke." So he wanted some comfort in talking to the Lord. We go to the gospel today, and there's at least 3 storylines in there, because we're told that Jesus took the 12 disciples. They were ready to go to Jerusalem, and along the way, he says, "The Son of Man is going to be crucified. He's going to be put to death. They are going to mock me. They're going to scourge me. They're going to crucify me. But then I'm going to be raised on the third day." So there's a promise in there that I'm certain that the disciples really didn't understand all that well, even at that point. Then the second storyline is that James and John's mother come up to Jesus, sons of Zebedee, and say, "Can you promise me, command, that these two sons of mine will sit in your kingdom, one on your left and one on your right?" And he says to the mother of James and John, "You don't know what you're asking for. I can't give that. That's been reserved for somebody by my Heavenly Father." And then he turns to James and John and says, "Are you willing to take up and drink from the chalice that I'm going to drink from?" And Jesus was referring, I believe, to his own blood that would be shed. And they said, "Yes, we can do that. We can drink from that chalice." Again, I don't think that they knew what they were getting into. And then finally, at the very end, the third storyline is that the other 10 disciples got angry at James and John for even asking such a question about whether or not the left and the right might be able for Jesus to give. And Jesus scolds the other 10. We're told that he became indignant. He became angry because they were judging. And then at the very end, I think that's the lesson that we learn as well, that it shall be not so among you. Jesus, the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for the many. He talks about being a servant. He talks about being a slave, not putting someone on a high pedestal. Don't put yourself on that high pedestal, but be a follower of Jesus in the most humble of ways. Maybe humbleness is one of the things that we look at ourselves that we need to repent of, particularly during this time of Lent. We still got a lot of time to iron things out with the Lord before we can celebrate that great feast of the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. Let us prepare that. We are ready to do that, and with the time that we've got left during this time of Lent. Would you please stand? We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For Pope Francis and his intentions, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for peace in the world and for an end to all terrorism and violence, especially the conflict, the war in Ukraine, we pray to the Lord. For our nation and for all our government leaders, that they will protect and defend the fundamental rights to life and religious freedom for all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for strong marriages and family life, that couples will embrace their vocation by growing in love for each other and raising their children to be disciples in the faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Bill Helgard, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all the Holy Church.
Look with favor, Lord, on the sacrificial gifts that we offer you, and by this holy exchange undo the bonds of our sin through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us to imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels as with one voice of praise we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. those of you who are watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Grant, we pray, O Lord our God, that what you have given us as a pledge of immortality may work for our eternal salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. Bestow upon your servants, Lord, abundance of grace and protection. Grant health of mind and body. Grant fullness of fraternal charity. And make them always devoted to you through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May loving God bless each of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here today at Relevant Radio. I hope you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Gail Clark for The Faith Explained. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And a prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor, both in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And on this Wednesday, we pray the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God. Guardian of the Virgin,
pray for us.
Foster father of the Son of God,
pray for us.
Faithful guardian of Christ,
pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of family life,
pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled,
pray for us.
Hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying,
pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits,
pray for us.
Head of relevant radio,
pray for us.
Protector of the church,
pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer,
pray for us.
Servant of Christ,
pray for us.
Minister of salvation,
pray for us.
Support in difficulty,
pray for us.
Patron of the refugees,
pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted, Patron of the poor.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, O Jesus.
God made him master of his household.
And Lord, all
let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your Son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
I love your show. Big fan. My wife teases me that you're my hero.
Here I come to save the day.
But, she sounds like a nice lady.
She is. I love her. But I am a little disappointed in your talk about UFOs. But first off, let me just get into...
Now I'm not your hero anymore? How will I ever bear it?
You're my hero.
Okay.
You're still my hero, Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick Madrid.
Oh, goody!
8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.